whitewash and paint are not used as they should be. After the house is paid for, the greatest care should be exercised to see that it is kept in first-class repair, that the walls of the house and the fences are kept neatly painted or whitewashed, that no palings are allowed to fall off the fence, or, if they do fall off, to remain off. If there is a barn or a hen house, these should be kept in repair, and should, like the house, be made to look neat and attractive by paint and whitewash. Paint and whitewash add a great deal to the value of a house. If persons would learn to use even a part of the time they spend in idle gossip or in standing about on the streets, in whitewashing or painting their houses, it would make a great difference in the appearance of the buildings, as well as add to their value. Only a short time ago, near a certain town, I visited the house, I could not call it a home, of a presiding elder, a man who had received considerable education and who spent his time in going about over his district preaching to hundreds and thousands of coloured people, and yet the home of this man was almost a disgrace to him and to his race. The house was not painted or whitewashed. The fence was in the same condition. The